Welcome to another episode of the Owl's Nest Podcast. Today I have with me the organizers of the Art Gallery Crawl, Katie Noe and Heidi Neff. Thank you guys so much for being here today.
Thanks for having us, Renee.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So I wanted to take a moment to kind of ask you, how did you get the idea for the Art Crawl? How did you start it? Let's start there.
Yeah, sure. So the organization I head up, the Havre de Grace Arts Collective, we are one of several arts coalitions that have been working on Arts Across Harford, which is a 16-day celebration coming up this September 15th through September 30th. And the whole idea is really promoting arts of all kinds in Harford County. And in talking with Heidi in the course of our millions of, you know, like cross-section of conversation about everything that we're working on together, we realized that there wasn't really a tangible kind of bite-sized way for people to experience the arts in Harford. I mean, there are going to be dozens of festivals and art shows and concerts and plein air painting contests and things like that. But in terms of something that would really provide guests, you know, something tangible that could take them from both A&E districts, we needed to come up with something to do that. So the idea for the gallery crawl was born.
Yeah, so that's the Bel Air Arts and Entertainment District and the Havre de Grace Arts and Entertainment District and the college. So I teach painting at the college, and I'm also the chair of the Gallery and Arts on Campus Committee here. And we have the professional gallery on campus is in the Student Center. It's called the Chesapeake Gallery. And we're, you know, physically right in between the Bel Air Arts and Entertainment District and the Havre de Grace Arts and Entertainment District. And we have a great gallery, but a lot of people, even students, don't know about it. Even when they go into the Student Center, you know, they don't see it, or they don't realize they can go in. I've heard that before. Like, oh, I can come in. Like, yes, it's, we don't prop the door open for various practical reasons, but you can go in whenever the Student Center is open and check out the art. And we have a really great show right now that has local artists in it as well. And so we thought, well, Katie was like, oh, well, you have great parking at the college too. So why don't we get a bus that starts at the college and ends at the college, and then we can take people around all day to all the different visual art opportunities.
Yeah. And I think it's really one of the first types of events of its kind too, because it's funny that you mention people not knowing they can go in galleries. Like, the Arts Collective opened up a new gallery in Havre de Grace in March. It's called Gallery 220. It's on North Washington Street. And the funniest feedback that I hear from people coming in on the street is like, oh, are we allowed to come in here? Like, do we have to pay to come in here? So we're really hoping that one of the things that comes out of this gallery crawl is people realizing there are tons of galleries across the county that you can, like, go in, take a look at the art. That's why it's there. People want to be seen. Artists want their work to be seen. It doesn't have to be this kind of closed off,
It doesn't have to be elitist.
Yeah.
It's for people to come look and see what you like, you know,
exactly.
And there's all kinds of different art that
explore the creativity,
Yes.
Yeah.
And every gallery that's on this crawl has something different to offer, right? So there are a lot of galleries that have specialties in local artists, like the Harford Artist Gallery is one of our stops. They are actually hosting one of the plein air painting competitions that's part of the whole festival. So there's going to be a lot of plein air, landscape. A lot of the things that you'll see at Gallery 220, for example, will be installation art pieces. So we've got paintings, we've got sculptures, there are ceramics. I mean, the amount of talent in this area is mind-boggling. So
there's actually a separate plein air show that's in the Armory in Bel Air that's going to be up just for those first couple days. And so the Maryland Center for the Arts puts on the plein air competition every year. And so some of the works are going to move into the Harford Artists Association Gallery after it, but during the gallery crawl, all of the works will still be up so that like participants can go in those days and see all the plein air paintings and then see the other stuff at the Harford Artists Gallery as well.
So when you were kind of planning this, was there a specific piece of like art that kind of stood out to you that you were like, wow, you know, I really kind of like that painting or that piece of pottery?
That's such a hard question. Damn it. I was waiting. I was hoping that we'd have that 20-minute warm-up before we got to that question.
Yeah. So also not expecting that. But we represent, like the two of us represent two of the galleries on the tour, the Chesapeake Gallery and Gallery 220. There's other great galleries as well. But we could probably talk about some of the work in the two shows that are there, or at least talk about the shows a little bit. Like the show currently up at the Chesapeake Gallery is our first annual 100-mile radius biennial exhibit. And so it's artists that are artists were able to apply for the exhibit. We had 400 entries. There's only 31 pieces in the show, so it's quite an honor to be in it. There's a lot of local artists in the exhibit, and there's artists from, you know, from the 100-mile radius, which includes art centers like Philadelphia and D.C., and there's people from Hagerstown, Maryland in the show, you know, all over. And
so pick one of those amazing.
I was like, we can talk about the exhibits, right, though. Let me pick one of those. Mm-hmm.
Because they all sound like amazing exhibits, really.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
And I understand how it's so hard to pick one specific thing.
It's, again, I keep coming back to the fact that every gallery has its own kind of characteristic and different types of art that you'll see in it. So, I'll talk about Arts by the Bay, gallery and co-op. So that's also in Haverty Grace. It's on the start, or on the gallery crawl. And the cool thing about that gallery is you can only exhibit at that gallery if you volunteer a certain number of hours. And that might sound off-putting to some people, but when you peel back the layers, you see this beautiful community of artists that are so committed to making that place what it is. It is warm, it is welcoming. It's a great place to go souvenir shopping if you are an art fan and also a, you know, fan of local artisans. I say that because there are some great jewelry, ceramics. There are all kinds of fun things to see at Arts by the Bay. At Gallery 220, which is right up the street, we have, again, this installation show that's called Open to Truth and Change. September 17th actually includes the closing reception of that show, so that's on the gallery tour. And the fun thing about that is I believe that we are the first installation-based art show in Harford County, which means that the pieces that are there, there are some large-scale pieces, there are some interactive pieces. There's this gorgeous fabric installation that is halfway through the gallery by Virginia Sperry, and you can actually kind of interact with the fabric that's there. It's a little like tunnel experience that goes between
really
different
cool.
zones. Yeah, so there's stuff that you would never expect to see in these galleries, and that's something else we want to highlight on the tour.
Something unique. Yeah.
But I, when you said unexpected, there's so many pieces that I really, really love in the show, but I don't necessarily want to choose one. But there was one piece. There's a piece. I'm trying to look for the name. There's a piece in the 100-mile radius by a Bel Air artist, and it's 3D printed, and I never thought I would have loved
that,
like,
is
a
so
3D
cool.
printed sculpture so much. Yeah, it's a 3D printed sculpture of a woman, like with some kind of botanical mask coming down over her eyes.
Oh, wow.
It's really beautiful. It's so beautiful as a sculpture. And when I saw, when we were during the show, I obviously liked it a lot. I wanted it to be in the exhibit, but I wasn't sure how I would feel about a 3D printed piece, because those are essentially, you know, filament plastic, and I'm not that into that as a material. But looking at it, I mean, it's gorgeous. So the artist's name is Sterling Jennings, and he's from Bel Air. And looking on his website, he does a lot of 3D printed work, and it's really
so
interesting.
Cool.
I didn't know that anybody here was doing that.
That is so cool. Wow. Sounds like it was difficult to organize and get everything together. Can you kind of take me through the process of what was it like to organize that and how you went about that?
There was a giant dry erase board, and Heidi locked ourselves, like, we locked ourselves in a studio for a couple hours, and we just started blasting ideas at now.
No, it's totally true.
Yeah.
No, I think it's actually easier to organize than you would think. I mean, it's yes, it has it been a lot of little details to keep track of, absolutely, but it's also easier than you would think because all these things are already happening,
right?
Like, we have these exhibits happening. Yeah. There was a closing reception that's going to be part of the day at Open to Truth at Gallery 220, the closing reception for Open to Truth and Change. We're adding a reception for the 100-mile radius exhibit so that there can be, you know, extra food and drink and a party atmosphere there.
Yeah.
And another event that wasn't already happening is we're adding an event here at Joppa Hall where we're recording this. We're going to be open. We're going to start the day from 12 to 1 here at Joppa Hall. There's going to be work up in the student art gallery and around the building. In Joppa Hall
I think,
as well.
I think something that really helped out, because, you know, when we first came up with the concept, it really was about just plugging in the right partners to help it take off, right? So Arts Across Harford was already happening. There is a ton of support from the organizations that are part of that, and really putting that promotional exercise on. But then the galleries that are featured, you know, to Heidi's point, they have open hours. A lot of them already had events going on. The Bel Air Festival for the Arts was already going on that day. So it was kind of easier, I'm putting air quotes around this, to make all these things come together, because when you have such activity from so many of these arts organizations in town, or in county really, then it comes together more quickly than you'd think. And I have to give a huge shout out to Harford Brew Tours as one of those partners, because we're actually using their tour bus to take people on the guided tour. And that's fantastic, because that's another newish local business. They have their own model about taking guests around to all the different breweries and wineries in Harford County. And they were so excited to jump on board and do this with us from a gallery perspective, which was great.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like we could do it again in the future for sure. And and I don't want to miss the opportunity to say, like, that you can definitely buy tickets for the bus, but you can also go to all of these events without going on the bus and in a self-guided way. So everything that's happening is open to the public that day. Mm-hmm. The difference is, you know, there are going to be some extra perks, drink coupons, some swag, all of those things.
If you buy a ticket to go on the tour bus experience, we will make it a party. Like, not just the receptions and like the beer and wine vouchers and the food that's included. Like, we have swag bags for people. There'll be like a little bit of a VIP feel as you go through each of the galleries on the stop. And that's really what we want to push for this. Because again, we want to hype up arts in this county and the galleries that showcase it and the festivals that are part of this amazing celebration. So.
Yeah, wow. So you mentioned a bunch of stops here at the community college in Joppa Hall and then throughout Harford County. Can you kind of talk about how you picked each specific stop?
Ooh, I think it was definitely a challenging process because with this being the first year that we're doing this, we knew we wanted to keep it kind of bite-sized, right? Mm-hmm. So it runs from 12 to 8 on Sunday, September 17th. When you think about the drive between Harford Community College, Bel Air's A&E District, Havre de Grace's A&E District, and then back to HCC, we really, just with the timing, we couldn't include all of the stops that we would have loved to. So I would say that a big deciding factor in that were the people who were the first to raise their hands and say, we want to get involved, we want to be showcased, here's what we have going on, can you plug us into this time slot?
Yeah. It sounds like it took a lot of planning to do that and a lot of kind of coordinating that make sure all of that came together. You mentioned earlier, Katie, I think that you take the buses kind of around the area just to see all these different art exhibits. Can you kind of explain the advantages for taking the bus throughout the exhibit?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I think it is amazing when you get a chance to connect with people that have similar passions and interests that you do. And one thing that has been one of the reasons that I moved back to Harford County after, you know, graduating high school and going away to college and everything was because I realized that there was this very rich artistic community here. And that's from a visual arts, music, a theater and performance perspective. It's so profound. And when I started tapping into those communities, I met people that are just amazing. I mean, that's one of the ways that Heidi and I got to know each other. So if you go on the bus tour, you're going to be in a group of people who have that same excitement about checking out the arts in this area. And that always feeds into the hype and just enjoyment of an event, I think. The second piece is like from a logistical perspective. We were joking about it earlier, but that actually was a big point in the decision to say there's so much parking at HCC that it's a great middle spot for people to hop on and then, you know, be transported around. So you don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about finding a gallery that you've never been to. You can literally go along for the ride and then, oh, surprise, you're welcomed with a reception or a party at some places where you get to, you know, snack, nosh, enjoy the
art together. Paying for the parking, which sometimes can be a little expensive. How can we find out more?
Excellent, excellent question. So we're blasting information about the first annual Arts Across Harford Gallery Crawl over social media, over every website of the organizations attached. If you go on Facebook and you look for the Havre de Grace Arts Collective, we've got links there. Same with our website, hdgartscollective.org. We have links on that way.
Yeah, it's also on the Chesapeake Gallery website. It's on the Harford Community College Facebook, the Chesapeake Gallery Facebook, and if you want a direct link to the Eventbrite page, that's easy to remember. It's tinyurl.com/artcrawl23.
All right. Well, anything else to add before we wrap up?
I think it will be hard to miss this event. So Google it. You will find a way to get a ticket or learn more about it. And we're really looking forward to this year being a success because we want to bring it back even bigger and better next year, too.
Well, great. We'll leave it there. Katie Noh, Heidi Neff, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.